While we work at Microsoft, this podcast is independent of Microsoft and implies no warranty or guarantee of the products or services. We will not be sharing anything confidential, and we do not represent the opinion of Microsoft in any way. We are just two passionate guys that love what we do, implementing Microsoft devices and services. Welcome to the Device Pros Podcast. I'm Frank Pinto, and my co-host is Alfred Ojukwu. This show is all about our experience as consultants implementing Microsoft solutions around the world. If you're already an IT pro, or you're trying to get started, you've come to the right place. We will discuss tech success and failure in the show, resources, tips, tricks, and everything in between. You can find us at www.thedevicepros.com, on Twitter and Facebook as The Device Pros. Hold on to your surfaces, the episode is about to begin. Welcome to the very first episode of The Device Pros. My name is Frank Pinto. I'm a senior consultant with Microsoft Consulting Services and all-around Microsoft technology lover. I'm joined by my co-host, Alfred Ojukwu. Alfred?
Hi, my name is Alfred Ojukwu. I'm a senior consultant out of New York, and I'm also passionate about devices and toys.
That's a good point. Alfred's out of New York. I am originally a New Yorker, but I actually live in the UK now, so we're doing this over the transatlantic link using one of our very favorite technologies, Skype. So, Alfred, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about what we hope to do with our podcast?
Sure, not a problem. So our podcasts are really our way of telling the world about what devices mean to us and how we think about it from a technology standpoint. We have 15 years of experience working with clients, client management, and all sorts of devices from desktops, laptops, mobile devices. And we want to be able to share our experiences with you and become more familiar with what it takes to manage those sort of devices, deploy those sort of devices. And then we also want to talk about some of those features that are showing up with the new changes and new updates that are coming, and really get into the future of what managing devices will be like. You know, working with Microsoft, we get a chance to see all these changes. We get a chance to talk to our customers. We get a chance to talk to our colleagues. And we really want to be able to share that with you and have you be part of our journey, our experience.
I'm hoping to pick up some knowledge myself, you know, because I think as we talk about these things and as we, you know, sort of explore the new technologies that we're getting into and how to deal with technologies that are being deprecated, I'm hoping to pick up a couple tricks as we go along the way.
Yeah, same here too. Every opportunity, every chance to learn something new, I'm kind of listening, you know, intently and also looking to pick up some ideas from Frank. Frank the Tank. Isn't that right, Frank?
Well, you know what? It's funny. I was going to suggest that for our first guest, we invite your mom to the show.
My mom is a little bit busy, but I'll tell her that you sent her.
Send my regards. Yes, thank you very much, if you would, please.
Thanks, Frank.
All right. So as we... you know, kind of as we move along here, I guess we will talk a lot about Microsoft technology. We both carry that passion, obviously, working for Microsoft. Do you think we're going to get into stuff that's non-Microsoft technology, like maybe managing those fruity devices, or what do you think?
All those alien devices? Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, we are, you know, we love all sorts of devices, and we want to make sure you're happy. We want to make sure your customer's happy. We will, you know, from time to time, really focus on the devices that we know, which is the Microsoft product. We understand that stack. But we'll also share with you how customers are looking to manage other sorts of devices and sort of, you know, level the playing field, if you may, when we talk about devices and services.
So what I'm thinking for us going forward, I think our subscribers, our listeners here could expect to hear a podcast release, say, twice a month, you know, every other week kind of a thing. And I think that's, you know, it's probably a good schedule to get started off since we're both our consultants. We do a lot of traveling. So we're regularly out of the office and all over the place. So I work in my Grudio, which is my garage studio. So that's where we have all our equipment here, based in lovely UK, near the Microsoft office, a couple miles away. And we bring Alfred in over Skype. So sometimes it's hard to get in there, but we'll do our very best every other week to release an episode.
Well, the real reason why we're only doing it every other week is, you know, Frank likes to sit around and eat bonbons every once in a while now that he's in the UK.
Bonbons, come on, man. It's bangers and mash. That's what we do here. Bangers and mash with some ale. Maybe some fish and chips. We'll see. What else do we want to share with our listeners? I mean, you know, as far as my background, you know, I've been working in the technology field personally for about 17 years or so, in one area or another. Started off as just a PC repair guy, you know, and worked my way up. I've owned a couple businesses doing consulting. I've owned a software development company that was based with some workers in India. Wound up selling that business to those guys and went off on a different venture. I've almost always focused on Microsoft technology. Once Windows 95 came out, that was my first job, was serious corporate job, was supporting Windows 95 computers as a network admin in a enterprise corporation. And then, you know, I guess I've really in, I don't know, 8 years, 9 years, something like that, I started focusing on the client stack. And that's a tough one because it's so broad. When you say the client stack, it encompasses so many things and depends on so many things, right, Alfred? I mean, Active Directory, group policies, you know, operating system, image, management, data, you know, there's pretty much nothing we don't touch as a client-focused individual.
Yeah, so I agree, and that kind of tells you sort of my history, too. I've been in IT for about the same amount of time as you, Frank. You know, I started out working in the library, the college library, and I was the guy that ran around and fixed the PCs in the college library. Thought it was a cool job. I was really there for business, but ended up being an IT major and focused on basically tinkering with devices, tinkering with computers, and trying to figure out how they worked. I ended up working with the government, and I started doing a lot of work with Active Directory and Exchange. So, you know, I have a lot of infrastructure background, and I have a good understanding of, you know, how to set up your storage and networks. So all of that, you know, believe it or not, have a lot to do with client management, VDI, and ensuring that you have the right infrastructure to support it. So, again, you know, as I progressed, and as you know, the years went by, my focus was on large corporations. And as I moved from the Midwest to the New York, New Jersey region, the focus was really on a lot of large financial companies who leveraged the technologies to support their infrastructure. So I've worked with HP before. You know, I worked with a lot of nice companies that, you know, really, you know, we looked at ensuring that they had the right level of service for mail and access and data. And now that I'm here with Microsoft, everything's about the client, everything is about the new technologies. And really, you know, I've done a lot of, you know, sessions and tech readies and tech eds with Frank. So we do have that experience, and we want to be able to share it with you.
Sounds good. I guess from a personal side of things, I'll talk about myself a little bit. I am married. I have three boys, two adult boys and one junior who's driving me crazy. And we moved out here to the UK a year ago now, a little more than a year ago. I took a job transfer with Microsoft. I was a MCS employee in Southern California before I came out here. And it's been quite a transition, so you might hear a couple of weird words get slipped in here because, you know, I'm becoming acclimated to the British way of life. I am bilingual now. I speak American and British, which I'm proud of.
Say it ain't so, Sam. Say it ain't so.
Yeah, those are good. And
those Yankees are leaving one by one.
That's funny. That's what they call me out here. They call me a Yank. but it's they're all good people. I've met nothing but very nice people, and you know that, yeah. I have to say,
just be careful when they start calling you Frank the Yank.
Yeah, Frank the Tank. That's it. That's my new nickname, Frank. Frank the Yank. Yeah. So I get a you know, I get an opportunity to get into London. The mass transit here is so good compared to the States. It's amazing. You can get anywhere across the country, and you can do it very efficiently and usually pretty inexpensively. So it's an adventure. We're getting a chance to travel around Europe a little bit because we're, you know, right here, and the flights are very cheap. So, you know, from a personal side of things, that's, you know, it's a little bit about me and my family. I'm working hard to learn the guitar. It's kind of been a lifelong dream for me. I was a musician for many years in school and sort of left that behind when I jumped into the technology field. So I'm working hard at playing the guitar. You know, my hands are pretty used to keyboards, so this is different, but I'm enjoying it. I love music. So that's kind of what I like to do in my part-time, you know, hobby. I'll sit down on the couch or whatever and just pick up the guitar and try and remember what kind of chords I'm supposed to be playing for what songs. So
that's really cool. Yeah. I have a daughter and I spend a lot of time with her. We do a lot of chess. We spend a lot of time, you know, doing sports like gymnastics, and that's what we spend our time doing. You know, big fan of, you know, kids, and I spend a lot of time trying to make sure that I involved in her life. But for the most part, you know, my day-to-day is really trying to get back into the running. You know, with this consulting work, there's a lot of times that you're actually working quite a bit, but eventually we'll get back to the point where you can actually go on a marathon or two and have fun.
Yeah, it sounds good. All right, Alfred. Well, let's see. I think we should maybe share with our listeners the kind of things that we're thinking about as far as episodes, you know, topics for episodes that are upcoming. So some of the things that Alfred and I have discussed already is talking about, obviously, some of the latest technology. So we're planning on an episode talking about, say, Windows 8.1, some of the new features and, you know, how to use those things. We're planning on talking about all of this, you know, the System Center R2 enhancements and Windows Server R2 and, you know, kind of getting into some of the new things, but how they also relate to client technology. Alfred? What else have we talked about?
And before we dive into that, you know, one thing I want to mention is you'll know that, you know, there are tons of sources out there, tons of references that you can actually go to find information about what we'll be talking about. But, you know, we want to give you that special touch. We want to give you that special experience of knowing what that solution's about and why it matters. What Frank and I will do with you is go to the root of it, understand the importance of a new feature and how it came about, and why it's something that you should be implementing with your customer and your data center and your lab. This is the podcast that you want to watch because it's going to give you that information that you're looking for, at least at the root level. And that's why we're doing these podcasts. That's why I'm literally excited because I get to share a piece of information about technology that normally doesn't get exposed, right? Example, we start talking about UEFI. We know what it is, but we don't understand why. You know what the reasoning behind it. We're going to be able to explain all of that to you, so that you can internalize it and own it as something that you personally can use with your customers.
Yeah, and bring your own device. Does that just mean working from home? And, you know, what does that entail? And data classification and so many other things. I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know, I think maybe now's a good time to share with the listeners that we have a website. It is www.thedeviceprose.com. We also have a Twitter feed, which is The Device Pros. You can look us up there. If you would like to send us suggestions or requests for things that you'd like to hear about, I think Twitter would be an excellent place to do that. Both Alfred and I have that and monitor the Twitter feed. So we'll be sharing things on the Twitter feed, good things that we come that we find, our own blog posts or blog posts from other industry professionals that might be relevant, and maybe every now and again, good pictures or you know, just kind of keeping it all around you know, informative, but I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for here, Alfred? But fun, that's it. Informative, but fun. See, I just say Alfred, and right away the next word I think of is fun. Fun Alfred.
Well, I actually heard but fun. And I
Exactly, yep, that's actually more accurate. Since we are talking about but Alfred, maybe we should awe the audience with the fact that you hold, I believe it's 2 degrees, is that right, a master's degree? It's a master's in bullshitting, right? Is that
close enough? Okay. Public policy.
All right. You know, yeah, very good.
It's, you know, everybody needs a public policy degree. It basically helps you make good decisions and help government. You know, it's funny because I never thought
help government. Hold on a second. You're going to be helping the government?
Well, you know, I used to work for the government, so that's where that comes from. So, you know, the ironic thing is, you know, going through college, going through grad school, you know, I was going through grad school, I'm thinking, am I ever going to use this material? When am I actually going to be able to expose people to what public policy is all about? And quite honestly, frankly, every day I go into the office with my customer, I'm consistently seeing myself having to make good decisions and help them sort of deal with organizational issues, and that public policy always comes through every single time.
Wow. Hey, all of a sudden I'm impressed. You turned me around, Alfred.
You're going to go out and get a degree now too, huh?
Nah. I think you can buy those online these days. We'll just find it. We'll just source it out of Russia, and I'll have my University of Russia degree in 7 to 10 working days.
Hey, mine's just a piece of paper too, so don't worry about it.
Awesome. Well, before we close out our introductory podcast here, what do you, is there anything else that you'd like to throw out there, Alfred?
We want to be able to give you options to access different sites and information that you're looking for. And, we're pretty excited about this opportunity to share it with you. And we hope you can take this journey with us as we go.
All right. Well, great. Thank you, Alfred. I'm looking forward to the podcast. Hopefully you guys will look forward to the podcast as well. Alfred and I spend a lot of time working together, so we like to call ourselves Ebony and Ivory. We work well together, and hopefully it'll work well for you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. We'll talk soon. That wraps up another amazing episode of The Device Pros. We appreciate you tuning in and participating. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another incredible episode helping the technology community one podcast at a time. We want to hear from you, our loyal members, so please reach out on our website, thedevicepros.com, or The Device Pros on Twitter and Facebook. For now, be good to your technology, and remember, the NSA is watching. See ya! While we work at Microsoft, this podcast is independent of Microsoft and implies no warranty or guarantee of the products or services. We will not be sharing anything confidential, and we do not represent the opinion of Microsoft in any way. We are just two passionate guys that love what we do, implementing Microsoft devices and services.